Yesterday we very quickly discussed two different types of Eidus and two different types of Shtaros, and its relevance to the very opening mission in this Masechta, two different roles of Beis Din. You can have a Beis Din whose function is one of Psak, Halach, and Hora, but also you can have a Maisa Beis Din Lekim Hadavar. See many other cases as well. Beis Din is not being called upon to issue a psak halacha in any shape or form, but rather simply, the Torah says that there's certain institutions that have to be authorized by a Beis Din. Comparable to Eidus Lekim HaDavar, that the purpose of the Eidei Kedushin or Eidei Gittin are not necessarily to be able to subsequently report and verify that this woman is or is not an Eishes Ish, but simply the institution of Eishes requires that the Maisa Gerish and Maisa Kedushin be done bifnei Eidei. So the question we raised is the following. We know the Mishnah tells us that Dinim Amonos B'Shlosha, Gzeilos B'Chavalos B'Shlosha. The Gemara tells us that everyone admits a case, for example, of Gzeilos and Chavalos requires a Beis Din of three Mumchim. Why is it necessary to have Smuchim? Two possibilities. The Mishnah tells us if it is Gzeilos V'Chavalos, a Horas Beis Din, Smuchim are necessary. Is Smich a function of Horah or is Smich a function of Beis Din? Maybe one could argue very simply that Midaraisa, whatever requires the Beis Din, requires a number of Dayanim and a caliber of Dayanim, meaning Smuchim. Or perhaps one could argue that's not true. Beis Din and Smicha do not go hand in hand. The need for Smicha simply is a function of Horah. If they are being called upon to issue a Psak Halacha, that means they have to be those that are capable of doing so, namely they must be Smuchim. So one of the cases we discussed is the Sugin Yevamos Nafnum Vav Mabez, the Chiddush Rabbi Yochanan, that Geirus requires a Beis Din. How do you know this is true? The Gemara tells us that Ger Tzara Shlosha Mishpat Ksivbe. Tosus has two possibilities in that Sugin Yevamos Nafnum Vav. What pasuk exactly is the Gemara referring to when it says that regarding Geirus, Geirus is termed as Mishpat? And Tosus is immediately bothered. If that's true, that Geirus requires a Beis Din, how is it possible to have Geirus Bizman HaZeh? After all, the Gemara is going to soon tell us that we do not have Smuchim Bizman HaZeh. How is it possible to have Geirus? So Tosus answers, based on the Sugin Gittin Daf Peches, the concept of Shlichus Ayu. Just as certain cases of Dinim Amonos, we can be done Bizman HaZeh, because we, the Hedyotos, are considered to be the representatives of the Mumchim of all, so too this works when it comes to Geirus as well. A very great Chiddush Tosus. The Shlichusayu is a Din Daraisa, and it is not rooted in Hefker Bezen Hefker. It's not limited in areas of Dinim Amonos, but even in areas of Yisrv Heter, you can still apply this principle of Shlichusayu. And that's the R we pointed out to the Nasivas in Siman Aleph of Choshen Mishpat. Tosus and Kedushin of Samach Beis Mudbeis gives a very different teres to the very same kasha. The assumption of Tosus is this true? May Iker Hadin Mumchim are necessary when it comes to Gerus? But the reason one can do so Bizman HaZeh is based on the Pasuk of L'doro Seichem. And just as Bizman Shein Beis HaMikdash Kayam, you can have Geirus even though we can't have the possibility of Hartzah's Damim, of Akravas HaKarban, so too we can have Geirus Bizman HaZeh even though we do not have Smuchim. The common link of these two Shitas and Tosas is that Mikar Hadin Geirus requires Mumchim. The Rashba points out that this is not true. The Gemara never writes explicitly that smich is necessary when it comes to Geirus. All the Gemara tells us is Ger Tzarech Shlosha Mishpat Tzivvei. Tosus just simply assumes if you require three, it means three Mumchim. The Rashba writes that that's not true. Dechi Gemirei, Shlosha Gemirei, Smuchim Lo Gemirei. The halacha that you require Beis Din of Shlosha means Shlosha, but even Hedyotos are good Midaraisa. And there's no need for a pasuk of L'doro Seichem regarding this issue, nor is there a need for Shlichus Ayu. And in fact, the Rashba points out that Shlichus Ayu would not work when it comes to areas of Isser V'Heter on a level of Daraisa. How could you lie a goy to marry a Bas Yisrael based on the principle of Shlichus Ayu? mention of Slavetchik pointed out, you look in the Rambam, Perakit Gimla from Sisrebiya, the Rambam never makes any mention whatsoever of the need of smuchim. We'll see in Hilchos Sanhedrin. The Rambam will write, when it comes to Bezdin, generally, Mikra Hadini needs smicha, Bezman Hazesh, Shlichus Ayu. One would have expected the Rambam should write the same thing when it comes to Gerus. Mikar Hadin, it's necessary to have Mumchim. Bizman Hazeh, one does not need to do so, either because of Shlichusayu or based on a Pasuk, as Tosa says. The Rambam writes now. The Rambam just simply tells us, Vitzarech Lipo Bifnei Shlosha, three Dayanim is sufficient. And nowhere does the Rambam qualify and tell us only Smuchim. Why is this true? So here the Rav pointed out, apparently in line with the Shitas HaRashba, that there was never a need for smicha whatsoever. This is a fundamental machlokes. Gerus is a classic example of a Maisa Bezdin Lekiyam HaDavar, but it is not a Bezdin Hamore. It's not Bezdin who is Machria. They don't issue a Psak Halacha. Tosus just simply assumes, irrespective of Psak Halacha, if the Gemara tells us you require a Bezdin, part of the definition of Bezdin is Dayanim Hasmuchim. And the Rambam apparently disagrees. Why is that true? According to the Shitas HaRambam, Smich is not a function of Bezdin, but rather it's a function of Hora. So here you have a classic example, Gerus, where the Rambam writes, no, Smich is necessary. According to Tosus, in principle, Smich is required. The Machlokas, the Rambam and Tosus, whether Smicha goes hand in hand with Bezdin, or whether it goes hand in hand with Psak Halacha with Hora. Where else do you see that this is true? The Shitas HaRambam of the link of Smicha and Hora. That the critical issue is not whether a Bezdin is necessary, but rather whether there is a Psak Halacha which is rendered. The Gemara that we'll soon see in Sanhedrin Daf Hey Amud Aleph discusses a concept of Netilas Rishus. In order for a person to issue a Psak Halacha, he must be Noto Meshus Rabba. And the Gemara discusses Yore Yore, Yadin Yadin, even Heter Bechoros. In order to be the caliber of Dayan, who can declare that this is an animal which has Imum Kavua, and therefore this Bechor is Mutter Bachila, it is not something which is to be brought al gabi on Mizbeach, that requires netilas rishus, what we call heter b'choros. Good? When the Rambam quotes this Gemara in Daf Hei Amud Aleph, the Rambam says the following chiddush. The Rambam is found in the Sanhedrin, Perek Dalet Halacha Ches. The Rambam writes that, B'yesh lehem limnos l'choma shirtsu, the dvarim hayechidim. A person can be appointed for very different areas. A person can be given smicha for areas of Isser Veheter. A person be given smicha for areas of Choshen Mishpat. A person be given smicha for areas of Heter Bechoros. Or even the Rambam writes Liros Ksamim in order to determine whether this is Dam Nidr, whether in fact it is not. So the Rambam writes the following Chiddush. Yesh Lebezdin Lismochoso. A person can receive smicha for Dvarim HaYechidim. When you see that Gemara in Sanhedrin, Hadaf Hei, the Gemara is not necessarily referring to smicha. The Gemara is referring to what we'll see, netilas rishus. A Talmud should not be mara halacha ad shi'itom rishus mirabam. When the Rambam quotes this sugya, the Rambam formulates it in terms of smicha, that it's possible to have smicha l'dvaram hayichidim. A person can be given smicha to pasuk in all areas l'halacha. A person can be given smicha for iser v'heter, for heter b'choros. The Rambam writes, diros ksamim. What's the great chiddush this Rambam, that there's a concept of smicha when it comes to Isser Veheter, or Heter Bechoros, or Rias Ksamim? Why is there such a great chiddush? Choshen Mishpat requires a Bezdin. Isser Veheter does not require a Bezdin. Heter Bechoros does not require a Bezdin. Rias Ksamim does not require a Bezdin. But yet the Rambam has smicha for these areas. Rav Soloveitchik pointed out this is exactly the Shitasei. If you hold that smicha is a function of Bezdin, whenever a Bezdin is necessary, it means a Bezdin of smuchim. When you're dealing with areas lahalacha where no Bezdin is required, such as Bechoros, Ksamim, Isser Veheter, so good netilas rishus is necessary. A Talmud should be given license to Paskin, but officially that's not smicha. The Rambam has smicha l'dvar ma'yichidim. This is the Shitasei. If you assume that smicha is not a function of Bezdin, but rather smicha is a function of Hora, So every area hora requires a form of smicha. And therefore the Rambam writes, you can have hora psak halacha without a bezdin, that requires smicha. Yisev heter, heter b'choros, v'yas k'samim. You can have a ma'aseh bezdin l'kima davar without her like gerus, and that does not require smicha. Those two Rambams. Now the Shita say, smicha is being a function of hora, not a function of bezdin. According to the other Rishonim, very simply, of course some netilas rishus is necessary. Someone should determine this person is proficient to paskin in areas of iser v'heter. But that's not the formal smicha. That's limited to areas such as choshen mishpa, where an active bezdin is required. Good. Rav Soloveitchik pointed out a third Rambam, the Shita say as well. The Mishnah tells us later in Sanhedrin, on Daf Peivav Mabez, the entire theme of Zakei Mamre, right? The Zakei Mamre is a Chacham who is more lasos kenegeda Sanhedrin, and such an individual is Chayiv Nisa. The Mishnah tells us the following Chiddush, that Talmid Shehora lasos Potter. If it is a Talmid who's more halacha kenegeda Sanhedrin, he's Potter. He is not Chayiv Nisa at all. In order to be a Zakei Mamre, you have to, so to speak, be worthy of a Zakei Mamre. You have to be a Barachi. If you have a person who is a great Chacham, and he is Mora Lasos Kenegeda Sanhedrin, that undermines the authority of the Sanhedrin itself. If it's a Talmud who foolishly disagrees with the Sanhedrin al-Pidin, he does not become a Zakei Mamre. There is no Chiyuv Nisa. So the Mishnah tells us, Talmud Shehora Lasos Potter. What's the difficulty? What is the meaning of Talmud? Rashi writes something in this Mishnah, Sanhedrin Pevav Mabez, right, which is a great Kiddush. Rashi refers you to the Gemara in Sota, Andav Chavez Mabez, where the Gemara says, in order to render a Psak Halacha, a person ideally should be Ben Arboim Shana. A person should have a certain amount of life experience. He should be at least 40 years old. So Rashi writes, Talmud Shehora Lasos Potter. Rashi writes, Ad Shehei Ben Arbaim Shana. A very great Kiddush, that there is an age limit to Zakei Mamre. After all, that Gemara in Sota is not true under all circumstances. The Gemara is just talking about, ideally, who it is who should render a Psak Halacha. How else could you understand this Mishnah? Talmud Shehora Lasos Potter. See, Rav Soloveitchik pointed out the following. Take a look at the Rambam. Hilchos Mamrim. The Rambam writes the following Chiddush. Ad shehei chacham shehigia lahora samuch b'sanhedrin. That's how the Rambam understood the Mishnah. What does it mean that a Talmud Sholasos is potter? Only a chacham, a zakin, can become a zakin mamre? The Rambam writes one word. Samuch. If a person has smicha, so therefore he is in the parsha being a zakin mamre. One who lacks smicha is not. Yidder Rav pointed out as well, the Shita said, if you assume, let's say as the Chiddush HaTosfos, that smicha is a detail within Bezdin, so therefore, why should that be relevant when it comes to Zakei Mamre? However, if you argue, as the Rambam does, that smicha is a function of Torah, and therefore a Bezna Kima Dabar does not require smicha. However, even areas of Yisr V'Heter does require smicha, because Al-Pidin, it is not considered to be a formal hora until it is rendered by a Samuch. So therefore, if a Zakein Mamre is Chayiv Misa, because he is Mora Lasos, Kenegeda Sanhedrin, Mora Lasos means Samuch. Otherwise, Al-Pidin is not considered to be that type of hora where he is Chayiv Misa. Now that's exactly the Chiddush of the Rambam, that smich and hora go hand in hand. And therefore, it's relevant completely out of the context of Bezdin, even in cases of Issa V'Heter, Heter B'choros, or even in a case of Azake Mamre Ismail. A further har. Our Mishnah tells us, on the Beis Amin Aleph, Smichas Sekenim Varifas Egla B'Shloshim. One of the cases mentioned in our Mishnah, Smichas Sekenim requires a Bezdin of Shloshim. What is the meaning of Smichas Sekenim? Rashi writes the following, Arosh Parhelm Dover Shel Tzibur. When it's necessary to bring a Parhelm Dover, let's say the Sanhedrin declares something as mutter, when in fact it was nisa daraisa, that which there's a chiyuv kares, the mezer a chiyuv chatas b'shogeg, and simply Klal Yisrael follows the psak halacha of Sanhedrin, individuals don't bring personal karbanos, but the karban is brought by the tzibur in parham davar shel tzibur. This is unique in the sense that this is a karban that requires smicha, and smichas parham davar shel tzibur requires shlosha. That's a further example, no, of the need of bezdin not for psak halacha, but a bezdin l'kiyum hadavar. What's the role of bezdin when it comes to smichas parham davar shel tzibur? To issue a psak halacha? No, it's comparable to gerus, comparable to chalitza. That's a further example of a ma'aseh bezdin l'kiyum hadavar. That's how Rashi understands the Mishnah, smicha sekenem b'shlosha. If you look in the Rambam, in the Pirush Mishnayis, in our Mishnah, the Rambam writes that what is smicha sekenem? The Rambam writes, minui hadayanim. Confirming smicha. How is it that a person becomes a samach? That also requires a ma'aseh bezdin. That's how the Rambam understands the Mishnah, smicha sekenem. Smicha sekenem, the Rambam writes to minui hadayon. So therefore, to confirm smicha, that requires a bezdin of shlosha as well. What type of dayanim are necessary for that ma'isa bezdin of smicha? So here the Rambam writes the following chiddush in Perek Dalet Halacha Gimel, the Hilchos Sanhedrin. The Rambam writes ve'ein somchim smicha zu, which is minui hadayonim. Ela b'shlosha, that requires the bezin b'shlosha. That's not on the Pirush Mishnah. It's understood on Mishnah. Smicha sekenem b'shlosha. And what type of dayanim are necessary? So here the Rambam writes a very great chiddush. Who sheyihye ha'echad mehem samoch. One of the three have to have smicha. Chiddush the Rambam. No, we'll have to see as we learn this parak. Is there any mekar in the Gemara, right, for the shitas Rambam, that smicha sekenem requires a bezdin of three, and one is a mumche, and two can be hadyotos. Where do you find such a bezdin? If you've seen the first sugya, a bezdin of three mumchim, a bezdin of three hadyotos, the Rambam has somehow this combination, a bezdin of three, one of which has smicha. How is that possible? Zero Soloveitchik explained the following chiddush. Confirmation of smicha. Is that considered al-pidin to be psak halacha? Or is that comparable to cases of gerus, or cases of chalitza, or cases of smicha parm davar shel tzibur? That is a ma'isa bezdin l'kiyum hadavar. Just like the Torah says, certain procedures authorized by edim, certain procedures must be authorized by a bezdin. And therefore, smicha sekenim is a ma'isa bezdin l'kiyum hadavar. And that's exactly why the Rambam maintains that smuchim are not necessary. It's sufficient to have hedyotos. So that's why step one, the Rambam does not require, right, a bezdin of three smuchim. In gzelos v'chavolos, I understand, the bezdin is issuing a psak halacha, three smuchim. Here, there's no need for smicha in terms of ma'isa bezdin l'kiyum hadavar. And if you'll ask them the obvious question, so why not three hadyotos? Why is it that you need one samoch? Here the Rav explained that's a very different halacha. What's the definition of smicha? No? Smicha is, as the Rambam writes, that ish mi pi ish mi Moshe Rabbeinu. No, there's a mesorah of smicha. Smicha was given from Moshe Rabbeinu, right, to the next generation, generation to generation, right, an hayom hazeh. So therefore, there are two different concerns when it comes to smicha. Number one is only one who is a barachi, who has smicha, can confirm smicha on someone else. Number two, the ma'isa ha-smicha is a ma'isa bezdin. How do you accommodate for these two needs? Number one, that the ma'smich has to be a gavra, this be smicha. Number two, that it's considered al-pidin to be a ma'isa bezdin. That's exactly the shita sarambam. You need a bezdin of shlosha, v'ushiye echad meyam samuch. A bezdin of three, because smicha is like gerus or chalitza, a ma'isa bezdin l'kiyum hadavar. But if the definition of smiches, ishim Moshe Rabbeinu. So one of the three dayanim has to be able to confer that smicha, to continue that chain. So that's exactly the Rambam Shita. If you would assume, like Tosis, for example, this possibility cannot exist. Whatever would require a bezdin means you need a bezdin of shlosha. So if smicha sekeinim, namely minyan hadin, requires a bezdin, it means three mumchim. Mechatesi pshara that three, one of which. No, it's not a pshara. But the two halachos, ish mi biish, and also that you need a mice of bezdin lekiyam adavar. And therefore, this is the Rambam l'shita seizma. Good? When you see the Mishnah, it tells us that dinim amanos are b'shlosha, zeilos v'chavalos b'shlosha. How do we know that zeilos v'chavalos are b'shlosha? The Gemara tells us that's based on psukim, and everyone agrees. Zeilos v'chavalos require three smuchim. Good? The Gemara asks, what about cases of poldaos v'halvos? What if we're not dealing with zeila, we're not dealing with chavala, we're simply dealing with the halva? A din Torah that I claim that I lent you money, and whatever, you dispute the amount, you dispute the fact that the halva took place. Poldaos v'halvos. We'll have to see, again, how precisely to define these two areas, l'halacha, zeilos v'chavalos versus poldaos v'halvos. What's the halacha of poldaos v'halvos? The Gemara says that already is a machlokas amoraim. Rabbi Yavoh says that even hodos v'hovos require three mumchim. Just as gzeilos v'chavolos, so too hodos v'hovos. Midaraisa, there is no difference in terms of the type of bezdin which is necessary. Any difference between these cases is simply midrabanan shlotino delas bifneilov. Good? However, the Gemara says, Rav Acha b'Reid Rav Ika disagrees. Rav Acha b'Reid Rav Ika maintains, midaraisa, Chad Nami Kasha. There's a world of difference, Midaraisa, between Gzelos v'chavalos as opposed to Hodos v'chavalos. The need for Bezdin, Gzelos v'chavalos. However, when it comes to Hodos v'chavalos, Midaraisa, Chad Nami Kasha. Good. This, if you've already seen the opening sugyas, this will depend on how one is Doresh the Psukim and the concept of Erev Parshas. Good. The Rambam writes the following chiddush. Rambam Hilchos Sanhedrin, Perek Beis, Halacha Yud. The Rambam writes that Afal Pi Shein Bezdin, Pachos Mishlosha, even though when there is a need for a Bezdin, three Dayan were necessary, nonetheless, Mutar Lechad Lodun Min HaTorah. However, when it comes to cases of Hodos V'Halvos, one Dayan is sufficient. Already the Rambam tells you, even though it is not a bezdin, this will be very important, but nonetheless, mutlechot lodin min haTorah. How do you know that that is true? Shenemar, as the pasuk says, b'tzedek tishpot hamisecha. Tishpot means a single shofet who will render that psak halacha. A divrei sofrim ad shir shloshim. So the Rambam passes like Rav Acha b'Reid Rav Ika, then even though in many areas like zeilos v'chavalos, midaraisa, three dayanim is necessary, when it comes to hodos v'halvos, midaraisa, chad nami kosher. That's the Rambam Perek Beis Halacha Yud of Hilchos Sanhedrin. Good? The Rambam a little bit later. Hilchos Sanhedrin, Perek Hei Halacha Ches. The Rambam writes, when it comes to shar dine mamanos, for example, hodos v'halvos, einon srichi mumchim. There's no need for a samuch. Why is that true? The Rambam adds now this crucial line. Shlichus bezdin shel eretz Yisrael osi. Why? Because regarding hodos v'halvos, we apply shlichus ayin. So the Rambam writes, Perek Beis Halacha Yud, hodos v'halvos does not require a bezdin at all. Midaraisa chad nami kosher. Tzedek tishkod amisecha. Good. Perakei halacha ches. The Rambam is bothered. And what about the need for mumchim? The Rambam writes, no. Regarding hodos v'havos, for that we assume shlichus ayin. So if you look in Kesev Mishnah, on that second Rambam, Perakei halacha ches, the Kesev Mishnah quotes the Ramah from Moshe HaKohen. How can that be? If you hold like Rabbi Avoh. That what is true of Gzelos v'chavolos is also true midaraisa of Hodos v'chavolos, and therefore each requires three mumchim, because the pasuk which tells us Ad ha Elohim yavod varshneim lashon chol a dayan a samuch is not limited to Gzelos v'chavolos, it applies to Hodos v'chavolos. I understand, Rav Moshe HaKohen writes, why you have to come out to Shlichus Ayu. But once you assume, like Rav Acha Breid Ravika, Midaraisa Chadna Mikosher, so therefore there should be no need for a Samach altogether. And if the Rambam is paskening, Perek Beis Halacha Yud, Nocha Sanhedrin, Midaraisa Chadna Mikosher, Betzerek Tishbot Amisecha, so therefore the Rambam should simply argue, therefore there's no need for a Mumchim. You shouldn't have to command to Shlichus Ayu. Shlichus Ayu is only true regarding those areas that Mikar HaDin, you require Mumchim, and Bizman HaZeh, you do not. Then you can ask, how do we dan Bizman HaZeh? Answer is Shlichus Ayu. But if you hold like Rav Acha Breid Ravika, the Kesa Mishnah quotes Rav Moshe HaKohen, all you need are hedyotos. Is this true? That Rav Acha Breid Ravika, Midaraisa Chadna Mikosher, is not only arguing about the number of dayanim, but also maintaining that the dayan can be a hedya, and there's no need for a samuch. That's the assumption, right, of Kesev Mishnah, the name of the Ramach. Who disagrees explicitly? I don't know how far you've gotten. Did you see the sugya in Gimel Man Aleph? Take a look at the Rabbeinu Chananel. Rabbeinu Chananel, Gimel Man Aleph, adds two words. Rav Acha Breid Ravika says, Midaraisa Chadna Mikosher. Rabbeinu Chananel writes the following chiddush. V'hu mumche. A great chiddush. Rav Acha Breid Ravika is not disputing the need for smicha. The machlokas, Rabbi Yavol, Rav Acha Breid Ravika is just simply the number of dayim. But everyone agrees that smuchim are necessary. Even if you don't hold the Veira Parshios, nonetheless, smuchim are given. Dor Sameach points out, here Hilchos Sanhedrin, Perek Beis Halacha Yud, that first Rambam that I mentioned, that apparently is the Shitas HaRambam. That even if you should assume la halacha, midaraisa chadna mikosher, but that chad must be a samuch. And therefore the Rambam is still bothered. How bizman hazeh? Do we have hodos na hodos? And what's the answer to the Rambam? Perakei halacha ches? Shlichus Ayu. Why should that be? That midaraisa chadna mikosher requires a samuch. So you already know the answer. No, the Rambam begins. Perak Beis Halacha Yud. Afal pi shein bez din pachos mishlosha. What is the chiddush Rav Acha Breid Ravika? Midaraisa Chadna Mikosher. Maybe two possibilities. Maybe one possibility could be, according to Rav Acha Breid Ravika, a single dayan has the status of bez din. Maybe. We'll see, it's machlokas rishonim. The Rambam writes explicitly, that's not the chiddush Rav Acha Breid Ravika. That just like according to Rabbi Avoh, a bezdin is three dayanim, according to Rav Acha Breid Ravika, bezdin is a single dayan. No. The chiddush Rav Acha Breid Ravika is that for certain areas in the halacha, such as hodos v'halvos, there's no need for bezdin. Afal pi shein bezdin, pachos mishlosha. Two possibilities of understanding midaraisa chadna mikosher. Does that mean chad constitutes a bezdin? Or no, there's no need for a bezdin, for a case of hodos and halvos. That Rambam, Perek Beis Halacha Yud, is mefurish. Afal pi shein bezdin pachos mishlosha. Mutalech alodah min ha-Torah. Acha Breid is not saying, what is a bezdin? There's no need for a bezdin. And if you look in the Rambam a little bit later, the Rambam is again explicit. This Rambam is Nochus Sanhedrin, Perekei Halacha Yud Ches. The Rambam writes, let's assume you have a single dayan who is a samuch. The Rambam writes, Ein ha-hodah b'fanav hodah b'bezdin. Vafilu hayasamuch. Ram's explicit. If a person is molded, bifnei dayon echad, even if he's a samuch, al pidin that is not called a hodas bal din bebezdin. Because Rav Acha Bar Ravika never said that one is a bezdin. Rav Acha Bar Ravika said that certain piskei dinim do not require a bezdin. But when a bezdin is necessary, for example, to invoke the concept of a hodas bal din, the Rambam writes that af al pishu hudan dinim amanos yechidi, ein hodah v'fanaf hodah bebezdin. So chadna mikasher, according to the Rambam, is not a bezdin. What is it? It's a horah. It's a psak halacha. And this Rav Soloveitchik pointed out, ah, l'shitasei. Rav Acha Bar Ravika, midaraisa chadna mikasher. Is that bezdin? No. Ein hodah v'fanaf hodah bebezdin. Af al pishin bezdin pachos mishlosha. What is it? It's a psak din. It's horah. It's hachra. So now a critical issue. This single dayan, according to Rav Acha Bar Ravika, hedyot or samuch? So what's the answer? Should depend. If smicha is a function of horah, Rav Acha Bar Ravika will demand a samuch. If smicha is a function of bezdin, even Rav Acha Bar Ravika will maintain that a single dayan is not a bezdin, and therefore there is no need at all for a mumche. This is the machlokes, the Rambam. Tosus, that's the aura of Rav Moshe HaKohen. If the Rambam paskins that midaraisa chanami kosher, why is it that the Rambam has to come on to shlichusayu? That's the tzarachin of Rav Moshe HaKohen. What's the answer? This is exactly the Rambam shita. Smicha is not dependent on bezdin. Smicha is dependent on hora. And if Rav Acha Bar Ravika argues midaraisa chanami kosher, so in such a case, that dayon echad must be a samuch. That's what Rabbi Chanan writes in two words. V'hu mumche. And that's why the Rambam Perakei has to come on to shlichusayu, not only according to Rabbi Yavo, but even according to Rav Acha Bar Ravika. Now, that the Rav pointed out beautifully. That's a further shita say. Of the Rambam shita. Pretty exciting. No, further case. That Rambam, Perak Beis Halachiyah, the Rambam said again that even though a single dayan is not considered to be a bezdin at all, but nonetheless, mutar le'echad ladun min hatara, a single dayan can issue a psak halacha. Umi divrei sofrim, ad shiu shlosha, midrabanan, you require three. Good? So midaraisa chana mikasha, midrabanan, ad shiu shlosha. And what about shnayim shedonu? What happens if two dayanim will paskin? You don't have your three? So what's the halacha? Dinehem din or ein dinehem din? What did the Gemara say in Daf Gimel Aleph? What's the halacha of shnayim shedonu? Dinehem din or ein dinehem din? The Gemara quotes the Chiddush of Shmuel. What does Shmuel maintain? Shnayim shedonu? Right? Even though they should not have done so, but nonetheless, dinehem din, ela shenikru bezdin chotzuf. They violated the takana drabanan, b'shnayim shedanu dinehem din. If you saw just simply the shaka b'tayyeh the Gemara, shnayim shedanu dinehem din, ein dinehem din. The Gemara says that should be dependent on Rabbi Avo and Rabbi Acha Bar Ravika. No? It's before Shulam the Gemara, daf gimel amud aleph. If you assume midaraisa, you need three. How can you say shnayim shedanu? Dinehem din? The Torah says three, but somehow you don't have what the Torah requires. The psak din is binding. How can that be? If you hold midaraisa, chadna mikosher, and the need for three is only midivrei sofrim, so now you can say, as Shmuel does, that shnayim shedanu, dinehem din. Meikar hadin, all that was necessary was one. It's only midrabanan, as we'll see in Daf Gimel. In certain cases, like hodos v'havos, the three are necessary. The dieved, as long as you met what was needed, meikar hadin, the din is binding. Elashnikru bez nechotsu, because you violated this midrabanan. Say, if you hold midaraisa, three are necessary, ein dinehem din. But the Gemara is explicit. If you hold like Rav Acha ben Rav Ika, midaraisa chana mikosha shnayim shadanu, dinehem din. Good, very mistaber. But Rambam paskins what seems to be against the Gemara. The Rambam writes that very Rambam, Perak Beis Halacha Yud, Mutzal Echad Lodam in HaTorah, Sedek Tishman HaMisecha, Yidivret So from Ashi Yushlosha. And then the Rambam writes, V'shnayim Shedanu, Ein Dineihem Din. The Rambam writes against the Gemara. Rav Acha ben Rav Ika, Shnayim Shedanu, Ein Dineihem Din. This is what the Kesef Mishnah raises in the name of the Tshuvas HaRashba. How can that be? If midaraisa you need three, so obviously shnayim shnayim dinehem din. But if the Rambam paskins like Rav Acha ben Rav Ika midaraisa chana mikosher, so shnayim shnayim dinehem din. Soloveitchik pointed out the following. This is an extension of the Rambam we just discussed. The Rambam writes, even according to Rav Acha ben Rav Ika, midaraisa chadna mikosher, it doesn't mean a head yod. It means a samuch, like Rabbi Nochanan. That's the Rambam Perakei. You have to come on to Shlichus Sayu, even according to Rav Acha ben Rav Ika. That case that the Rambam quotes, Shnayim Shedanu, Ein Dineihem Din. What type of Dayanim is the Rambam referring to? Ram doesn't say. Ram just writes Shnayim Shedanu, Ein Dineihem Din. But if you're willing to assume the following, you understand the Rambam very well. Perhaps, and we'll see, right, that's Sugya. When the Rambam writes that Shnayim Shedanu Ein Dineihem Din, the Rambam is referring to two hediotos. After all, midaraisa, according to Rav Acha ben Rav Ika, chadna mikosha, which means that if you have one samuch, that's all you need. A single samuch. However, midrabanan, for hodol salvos, all that is necessary are three hediotos. After all, that's a sugi daf gimel. Sometimes it's not so easy to get a samuch. So because of milas delis, I, the malv, am not going to be willing to lend money if I know that any din Torah that would arise, I have to get a samuch. Not so easy. So midrabanan, three hediotos is sufficient. And shnayim shedanu, ein dineihem din, is not mulchim, but rather two hediotos. That perhaps is a shita saram. In other words, that there are two halachos of hodos v'halos. Number one, Rav Acha ben Rav Ika, a yachid mumche, one who has smicha. That alpidin is called a psak halacha. Because of nilas delis and the difficulty of securing a samuch, the chachamim allow for three hediotos. These are two different tracks. Either a yachid mumche de Torah Sora, or track number two as an act of bezdin. If you have two hediotos, so in such a case, that is neither bezdin nor psak halacha, which requires smicha, and therefore shnayim shedanu, ein dinehem din. That's why the Rambam writes that look, midaraisa in single samuch, midrabanan three hediotos, v'shnayim shedanu, ein dinehem din. When the Gemara writes that obviously, if you hold like Rav Acha ben Rav Ika, that one is good, two is certainly good, and shnayim shedinehem din, that's simply referring ikar hadin to smuchim. According to Rav Acha ben Rav Ika, if one samuch is good, so of course shnayim shedanu dinehem din. when the Rambam quotes halacha lemaisa, shnayim shedanu ein dinehem din, not against the Gemara, the Rambam is referring to two hedyotos. The Rambam doesn't say that. The Rambam just simply writes the shnayim shedanu ein dinehem din. But mistaber, the Rambam writes all you need is one, midrabanan three hedyotos, and two who judge, ein dinehem din. Here, Soloveitchik pointed out the following. If you look at the Rambam later, there the Rambam is Mefurish. This Rambam is in Perachav Beis, Halacha Vav Hilchos Sanhedrin. In Perachav Beis, Halacha Vav, the Rambam elaborates. The Rambam writes, Shnei Hedyotos Shedanu Ein Dinehem Din. Even though it's true, the Rambam in Perachav Beis describes Shnei Shedanu Ein Dinehem Din. Yeah, but that's referring, the Rambam says, one mumch is good. Three Hedyotos, Shnei Shedanu. You'll press me against the wall. No, the Rambam doesn't say Hedyotos. Then when the Rambam reiterates the halacha in Perachav Beis, the Rambam is Mufurish. Shnei Hedyotos Shedanu. Ein Dinehem Din. That's exactly the Chiddush of the Rambam. For Hodos and Havos, there are two possibilities. There's a possibility of Psak Halacha Midaraisa with Chad Mumche. In order to accommodate Shalotin Hodos Bifnei Lovim, three Hedyotos are sufficient. If you have two Hedyotos, that is not Psak Halacha Mikra Hadin, nor is it that which is done Ayirei Bezdin. The Rambam writes, the Shnayim Shedanu is Ein Dinehem Din. One could explain it just simply in terms of the following. Mikar ha-din yinidam asamuth. Good? The takana d'rabban of nilas deles is that, no, we'll apply the principle of shlichusayu, as the Rambam writes, to allow for hedyotos. Good? One could argue that very simply. When were the chachamim willing to apply shlichusayu? Only if a person is acting kedin. No? If a person will have three hedyotos, we will apply the principle of shlichus ayu. If a person is violating the takana d'rabbanan, and he doesn't have three dayanim, all he has is shnayim shedanu, under those circumstances, the chachamim did not invoke shlichus ayu. No? Even though mikra din you need smuchim, the chachamim declared, if you'll have three dayanim, as lashon the gemara, less buchad de gamir. If you're going to have two dayanim, Mehechateis that Chachamim were willing to suspend the requirement of Mumchim to invoke Shlichusayu. Shlichusayu is only in a case where Asu Kedin, not in a case of Lo Asu Kedin, Sha'avro Takanas Chachamim. And therefore the Rambam writes, if it's two Hedyotos, even though Midaraisa one, yeah, but that one is a Mumchim. Two were considered hedyotos, in which case the Rambam passes the Shnayim Shedanu Ein Dinehem Din. The Rav pointed out even further Chiddush. The Gemara in discussing this Shita of Shnayim Shedanu, the Gemara in Sanhedrin Daf Hei Amud Beis, soon see, quotes this Chiddush of Shmuel, Shnayim Shedanu Dinehem Din. The Gemara says, Eisvei Rav Rav Nachman. What happens if you have three dayanim? Shnayim Nizakin or Shnayim Mechavim? Two say Chayim, two says Potter. What does the third dayan say? Eini Yodea. Can't decide. Regardless of what he would say, the Psak Halach would be the same. No, you already have a row. There are mechayivim, rov, there are mezakin. So to say chayiv, to say pata, this third dayan is any odaya. So we have to discuss the sugya at great length. The Gemara says, yosifu hadayan. You have to add. You can't just paskin based on two saying chayiv and one saying any odaya. So the Gemara says the following kasha. If you need three dayanim, I understand. So the dayan who says Eini Yodea is not going to be counted the minyan. See, if you hold Shnayim Shedanu Ein Dinehem Din, so two says Chayiv and one says Eini Yodea, that's Shnayim Shedanu. So Ein Dinehem Din. But the Gemara says, V'yisa Shmuel, if you hold like Shmuel's halacha, the Shnayim Shedanu is Dinehem Din, So lahavi kishtayim shadanu. So you know what? Just ignore this guy who says any odeya. What will the answer be? Well, if you ignore him, you tell him just to go home, you're left with two. Yeah, but Shmuel says two is good. See, if you need three, I understand very well. This dayan sheni odeya doesn't rate. But if all you need is two, so if a person says any odeya, why do we assume yosifu hadayan? So the Gemara says the following teretz, that no shani asa, that case is very different, because deme'ikara adaita detlosa yasidu. That wasn't shnayim shadanu. Originally they convened with three dayanim. And even Shmuel agrees that if you convene three dayanim, the psak halacha has to be al yidei shlosha. That's not just simply shnayim shadanu. Shani asam demekara adaita detlosa yasidu. If you start with three, you have to end with three. Even Shmuel would agree. In that case, Shnayim Shadanu Ein Dinei Hemdin. When we do the Sugya and Daf Hey, not to see exactly what the Gemara means. But since Meikara died to the Tlosi Yasive, so therefore you began with three, you have to conclude with three, according to everyone. See, according to the structure the Rav developed in the Rambam Shittah, that there are two halachos. True chad nami kosher. But that's not the Torah's bezdin. One is not considered to be a bezdin at all. No, that's simply the Torah's hora, chad nami kosher. But everyone agrees, even Rav Acha ben Rav Ika, that bezdin requires shlosha. And now, when it comes, for example, to psak halacha, there are two tracts. There's a tract of Yachid Mumcha, which is Hora, but there's also a tract of a Bezin of Shlosha. So maybe that's the Chiddush of the Gemara. That even though Shmuel says, Shnayim Shudanu Dineihem Din, all you need is a single Dayan, Rav Acha ben Rav Ika. But yet, if the Psak Halacha was Meikara, a Daita Ditzlos, that's a crucial difference. Because now we require a psak halacha of bezdin, and even though Shmuel says shnayim shadanu dinehem din, if meikara adai to the tlasi yasive, even Shmuel would agree shnayim shadanu ein dinehem din, because there's a world of difference between two versus three or one versus three. Three is bezdin. When Rav Acha ben Rav Ika said midraisa chanami kosher. The Rambam says, even though ein hodah b'fanav hodah b'bezdin. So that perhaps is the chiddush of the Gemara. That if the psak halacha was meikara daita de bezdin, of course he did a psak halacha of bezdin. And one is not a bezdin, even according to Rav Acha ben Rav Ika. So I'll raise the following issue. When the Gemara says that if you start with three, you can't conclude with two, were those numbers arbitrary? 1, 2, 3. What happens if you started with 7? And 2 dayanim said, any odeya. Would we assume the same halacha applies? You started with 7, you have to conclude with 7. What would I argue? No. You started with 7, you can conclude with 5. Interesting suffix, no? Maybe one could distinguish. If you started with 3, that means that the kfiyas din was al yedei bezdin. So that's what the Gemara says, Meikara daita detlosi yasive. Not a numbers game. Once the psak halacha is rendered by Bezdin, even according to Shmur of Acha ben Rav Ika, you can no longer say midaraisa chanami kosher, we have one left. Because that psak halacha of one is b'toras hora, but not b'toras Bezdin. Let's assume you started with 7 and you end up with 5. Maybe one could suggest a very great finish. That you started at daita de Bezdin, and the psak halacha will conclude a daita de bezdin because 5 also is a bezdin, maybe an achinami. Then we would assume that the psak halacha can be maintained without the need of yosifu hadayanim. Maybe the Gemara is incredibly meduyak, 3 as opposed to less than 3. When you're beyond 3, and the psak halacha will be rendered by 3 or more, it began as a psak halacha of bezdin. It concludes as a psak halacha bezdin. Maybe there's no need for yosif adayanim. That'd be a very great chiddush. But you can understand the chiddush according to the Rambam. When the Gemara tells us that you started with three, you have to conclude with three, that's because it's a different chaloshem. Three dayanim as opposed to one, even if you assume midaraisa, chanami kosher. We'll have to see that sugya in detail. No, I'll tip you off. The Ramah, in the very beginning of Sinas and Yurches, Nechosh and Mishpah, the Ramah writes that if you started with seven, you can conclude with five. The Gemara says, May daita de tlasi yasive. Yeah. Right. Three and one is mamish min v'shein omino. That's hora as opposed to psak bezdin. Right. That fits in beautifully according to the two halachos. You can have a shnayim shedanu of mumchim, the Torah's hora, but not the Torah said yotus at all. This chiddush, right, the two halachos, psak halacha, ma'isa bezdin, psak halacha bezdin, bezdin requires three. Hora does not necessarily require three in all cases. Because the chiddush of Acher Beit Avika, that midaraisa chadla mikosher is not the Torah's bezdin, but the Torah say chacham hamora. This is so important, halacha. As the Rambam writes, Perakei, right? That ain hoda b'fanav hoda b'bezdin. That's not considered to be hoda spelled. What's another example of a ma'isa bezdin? Kiyum shtaros. Tosfos is further example. Gimel amud aleph demaskil arava. You have a shtar. Bezdin has to certify that shtar. They have to verify that that's a legitimate shtar. That's the process of kiyum shtaros. Poshav shabt as well. Kiyum shtaros is not a psak halacha. Poshav shabt. Talking a little bit more about these sugyas. Kiyum shtaros again is a ma'isa bezdin. Bezdin has to authorize that this is legitimate shtar. They're not paskening the din Torah. They're not saying Reuven is chayiv, Reuven is potter. They're just simply saying that this is a shtar. We will certify, we will stamp the shtar that this shtar is considered to be legitimate. Tosfos writes the following chiddush here in Daf Gimel, that even according to Shmuel, the shnayim shedanu dinehem din. Tosfos writes, mikomakom kiyum shtaros b'shlosha. Shmuel never said kiyum shtaros can be done with one or two. Kiyum shtaros requires three? Of course. Rav Acher ben Avika did not maintain midaraisa chanami kasha means one is a bezdin. Rav Acher ben Avika just said a single dayan is sufficient for hora. And the Chiddush Machlokas Rishon, the Rambam writes, Mumche, Rav Moshe HaKohen, even Hedyot. But in cases where you clearly require a Maisa Bezdin, no one would assume Midaraisa Chanami Kosha. That's the Har of our Tosus here in Daf Gimel Aleph. And that Tosus that I mentioned yesterday, Yevamos Mevav Mebeis, Geirus. Take a look at that Tosus once again. Now, Mevav Mebeis, Yevamos Ramas Chomishvah. Tosfos says the same thing is true when it comes to Geirus. If you hold like Rav Acher ben Avika, midaraisa chanami kosher, how many dayanim do you need for Geirus? So Tosfos writes, Memvav mebeiz nivamos is a davar poshut, that the Geirus be'inan shloshel l'chuli alma. Rav Acher ben Avika insists on a single dayan for Bezdin. For Geirus, of course not. Geirus is not a psak halacha. Geirus is a ma'isa bez mekiyum adavar. There Tosfos writes, as a davar poshut, that no one would argue that a single dayan is good, even if you assume midaraisa chanami kosher. That's exactly in light of the two halachos of hora, as opposed to ma'isa bez din. A ma'isa bez mekiyum adavar, Tosfos says, requires shlosha. It's fascinating. This is what Tosfos writes here in Daf Gimel. That's what Tosfos writes in Yevamos Daf Membav Mebeis. There is, however, a Tosfos a lot earlier. Yevamos Memhei Mebeis. Divramas Chilmi that writes the opposite. That Midaraisa Chadna Mikosher is good for gerus. Unbelievable. It's good for gerus. The Gemara has a fascinating case. The Gemara has a case of a woman where there's some doubt as to whether she had a proper tzvila for the purpose of gerus. One of the requirements of gerus is obviously tzvila. We discussed yesterday, the skin creases, top test. So, we don't know whether the tefila of gerus was done, was it not done, was it proper, was it improper. So the Gemara has a very unusual chiddush. No? Still, we will consider her a Bas Yisrael. Why is that true? The Gemara says, after all, Milo Tavla Nidasa. Wasn't she Toveles for purposes of Nida? We don't know what happened 10 years ago. It's hard to verify. But since then, Milo Tavla Nidasa, that's considered to be sufficient. Rashi writes, apparently a very great Kiddush, that Alma the Tfilas Nida Salka Lahashlama Gerus. That the Tfila, the Shem Nida, can work as a Tfila even for Gerus. So we don't know what happened 10 years ago. We can't verify. But Milo Tavla Nidasa, meaning that the Tfila, the Shem Nida, will suffice for Gerus. Tosus is bothered, right, by the obvious problem, right? And Hema Beis Nivamas Ramas for me. Geretz Arish Losha. Mishpat Sivbe. The Tefillah L'Shem Nida is sufficient for Gerus. Tefillah of Gerus requires a Bezdin. And that certainly is not the case in the Tefillah L'Shem Nida. So how can the Gemara suggest Milo Tavla Nidasa? That's Tosis' discussion. And now, this is line of Tosis, which is relevant for us. And afilu l'man dama b'reish Sanhedrin, the Dvar Torah chad nami kosher, and even if you'll tam rabacha b'reid rabika, that all you need is one, you don't need a bezin of three. Still Tosis says, that's not going to help us here. Why not? I would have said. Because midaraisa chana mikosher is irrelevant for gerus. No, that's not what Tosa says. Tosa says mikomakom ein derech nashim lahavi ishimam b'shas tefila. Because there is no single dayan that's standing in their time of the tefila, and either is a mikvah lady. So Tosa says now that an ish is not kshir lodun, so she can't serve as the dayan, and there's no single dayan which is there. So how can the Gemara say Milo Tavla Nidasa? Unbelievable, no? Tosus does not write that even the Rabacher B'Rabikim Midrasa Chanami Kosher, that's irrelevant because, hurrah! Here we're talking about a Maisa Bez and the Kiyamadavar. Tosus just says you don't even have that. But if you would have a single Dayan who is present, I would understand that that's considered to be a Tefillah Shem Gerus. This day in Tosus, against our Tosus and Daf Gimel, against the Tosus and next Blat Yavam, Daf Mem Vav. Hasim is a great Kiddush against what we suggested in the Rambam. The Rabach Rabbi Rabbi Kamid Reis Nachan Amikosher means Chad Dayan can serve as a Bezdin. Not just simply that despite the fact that obviously there's no Bezdin, not every area of Halacha requires a Bezdin. There's a Torah's Bezdin of Dayan Echad. Very, very great Kiddush. So how do you understand Milo Tavla Nidasa? So Tosus writes an unbelievable teretz, right? That you know what? Geret Sarah Shlosha. You need a bezin for Gerus. You know what Tosus says al Karchach? Maybe the bezin is only needed for Kabbalah Samitzvos. You don't need a bezin for Tefillah at all. Because the Gemara says that Tefillas Nida can work for Gerus. That's the first teretz of Tosus. Ha'adabinan shlosha, ha'inu le'kabbalah samitzvos, avalo le'tvila. Wow, unbelievable chidush atosus. Midaraisa chana mikosher applies to maisa geirus or maisa bez lekima davar. And the fact that the Gemara suggests milo tavon lidasa is an indication that bezin is not necessary for tefillah, just for kabbalas hamitzvos. You said that was against the Rambam. You mentioned earlier in Perakim Gimel Hilchos Yisurei. When we mentioned that the Rambam does not make any mention of mumchen, but you need hedyotos, the Rambam is explicit that the tefillah has to be done in the presence of bezin. How would the Rambam understand this Gemara then? If you need a bezd in the kiyumah of a fergerus, and everyone agrees, even Rav Acha ben Ravika, that that means three dayanim, so how can the Gemara suggest milo tavlu nidasa, that the tefillah l'shem nida is sufficient for gerus? How can that be? So it's fascinating, if you look in the Rambam had a completely different understanding of that Gemara. Milo tavlu nidasa. The Rambam Hilchos Yisurei Bia, Perek Yud Gimel Halachatetz. The Rambam writes the following. Yores shiri'inuha noheges bidarke Yisrael tamim. You have a woman, we always assume she's a Gioris. And for years, she has been Shomeres Torah Mitzvos. Kigon, for example, Shetit Balinigasa. For example, she observes Taras HaMishpacha. Or, for example, Vitafrish Trumisasa. We see she's Mafrish Trumos and Maestros Nechala. That's how Ram understands the Gemara. Harei elu b'cheskas ger tzedek. Only what the Rambam writes. The Gemara did not mean to say that the tvila l'shem nida is a tvila shem gerus. The fact that she is toveles regularly, l'shem nida, that is an indicator that the gerus must have been done properly. You see that she is noheges v'darki Yisrael tamid. She is observing mitzvos kalas v'chamuros. So that creates a chazaka that the gerus was a proper gerus, not that this tefillah. The Rambam says, "Milo tavlu salam dafka." The Rambam adds, and for example, she's mafresh challah, mafresh chumas and maestros. Tosas understood the Gemara very literally. The tefillah l'shem nida olsala l'shem gerus. For that, right? Tosas is bothered. Isn't it necessary to have a bezin l'kiyumah davar in those particular cases? There's much more to discuss. These are a few examples. And this is one of the opening shiurim of Rav Soloveitchik in Maseches Sanhedrin, right, in order to demonstrate the two different levels of bezdin. We'll have to discuss the next shiur. We touched on it yesterday. The concept the Gemara introduces right away, ein bezdin shakel. You have to have an odd number of dayanim. Does that have anything to do with Horah? Or is that true of either a Maisa Bez and the Kima Davar? And then a further Chiddush. This is a Chiddush of Soloveitchik as printed in Shum Lezecher Abba Mori in a piece of Takanas Moshe. The Rav demonstrated the same thing is true of the Sanhedrin HaGadol, Bez Din HaGadol. Two halachos. What's the role of Sanhedrin? Just like a Bezin of Shlosha. There's a bezin of psak halacha, and there's a maisa bezin l'kiyum adavar. The same thing is true when it comes to the Sanhedrin itself. Certain things the Sanhedrin does is b'toras psak halacha. Sometimes the Sanhedrin is called upon not to issue a psak halacha at all, but rather there's certain procedures midaraisa that have to be authorized by edim, and certain institutions authorized by a bezin of shlosha, and certain procedures authorized by the Sanhedrin. Ein mosifin ala ir v'alazara. You want to expand the boundaries of mikdash to endow a kedushas makom. The Sanhedrin has to do so. That's a psak halacha. Chayim pater tamei tahor. No, that's a maisa bezin l'kiyum adam. Here the Rav developed that this chiddush is not only true, right, of Eidim and Bezdin, this is even true when it comes to the categories of Sanhedrinism. So we'll pick up again with some further chiddushim based on these two halachos. We'll discuss briefly the concept of Bezdin HaGadol, and then we have to go on to the crucial question. We've been using terms, right, the entire shiur. Mar uses Selos V'Chavolos, as opposed to Hodos V'Halvos, certain cases absolutely three, others Machlokas Amoraim. What's the definition of Selos V'Chavolos as opposed to cases of Hodos V'Halvos?